Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:13, News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Try to talk to Austin about improving his weather forecast. He's got that coming up.
I'm giving it all I can, man.
Shift a couple of gears for us. Let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories that might help you out this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Governor DeSantis is demanding UWF return more than $800,000 in federal funding. It's calling a STEM teachers training grant woke. The controversy centers around a grant awarded by the National Science Foundation designed to increase the number of science and math teachers across Northwest Florida. UWF officials confirming the grant includes references on social justice and cultural responsiveness. The current dispute adds another element in the increasing battle between the governor of the university and the Northwest Florida legislative delegation.
And your second of the top three stories, four new fire stations could be heading to Escambia County. We've heard some about this. Proposed plans include the demolition and replacement of stations on Lillian Highway and Gulf Beach Highway, along with the construction of two additional fire stations on Highway 97 and Kingsfield Road, and another in the Paradise Beach area. With the new stations, District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger says that the new facilities will enhance emergency response capabilities and lower insurance rates for residents who don't have a fire station nearby.
Always good something happening over on 9th Avenue. Studer Family Children's Hospital at Ascension Sacred Heart and Nemours Children's Health confirming a strategic arrangement to advance pediatric specialty care here in Northwest Florida. Through the agreement, most pediatric subspecialists will be employed by Nemours Children's Health and will practice on the Studer Family Children's Hospital campus. The move is going to help ensure greater access to specialty care for children with complex medical conditions, as well as groundbreaking research to advanced treatments. It is now 6:15. Austin Price, given a chance to redeem himself with his forecast, looking at the weather and traffic together.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chris. Looking at the roads here, did get an accident reported. This is if you are trying to get off of I-110, traveling southbound and getting onto Brent Lane. There was an accident reported and confirmed in that area. Not much congestion at this time, but we'll keep an eye on it. Also, did have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. That is still there. That's as you approach Avalon Boulevard, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, though, there's luckily not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 72 degrees. It's going to be a low of 69 tonight with some rainfall chances lingering throughout this evening and bleeding into your Thursday, where the high will be 81 and the low will be 69.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
6:17, News Radio 92.3. Dozens of people out of their Florida high-rise condos after a structural crack was found in a support beam. They got problems down in Clearwater. Here's Donya J. Powers.
Officials say the evacuation was ordered out of an abundance of caution, but people are not being allowed back into their homes until engineers say it's safe. Clearwater Fire and Police went door-to-door on Tuesday, telling people to leave their 12-story condo building. David Zussman and his two kids were among them.
I'm shocked because it's not a neglected building. It's a very well-managed building.
Clearwater Fire Chief Javon Graham says construction workers discovered the crack in a support column in the building's parking garage.
They saw a column that was splitting. Based on the extent of the damage, they felt it was unsafe. They needed to evacuate the building.
Building records show the condo was built in 1975 and has had ongoing renovations with work done as recently as March. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And U.S. Representative Ana Paulina Luna has introduced legislation to repeal the Patriot Act, which was enacted after 9/11 to expand government surveillance. The act allows extensive domestic and international monitorization, including wiretaps. While supporters argued that it was essential for preventing terrorism, critics have contended that it enables government spying on citizens without adequate oversight. Luna seconds that criticism, wanting the mass surveillance to end.
All right, here's a sad story coming from Central Florida. Kayaker has been killed by an alligator. Ted Lindner has more on the story for us.
Authorities say two people were kayaking on the lake when a woman came across an alligator and went into the water during the encounter in Lake Kissimmee State Park and was later found dead. The area, known for its high alligator population, is currently in peak mating season when the reptiles are more active and territorial. Experts warn that drought conditions may also push the gators into new areas. A trapper was dispatched, but so far the alligator has not been located. The incident remains under investigation. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer, along with Republican leaders from 19 other states, is asking a federal appeals court to reconsider a ruling that favored the Leon County school system in a case involving a student's gender identity contrasting their parents' wishes. Uthmeyer's office, along with Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen's, filed a brief urging the full 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to hear the case again. The earlier ruling, made by a three-judge panel back in March, was viewed by state officials as detrimental to parental rights.
Well, Florida is now ranked as the second highest risk state for mold growth. Florida averages the hottest average temperature of any state and the fifth highest humidity state, making homes more susceptible to mold. The study analyzed four main factors that contribute to mold growth: the average temperature, average humidity, average annual rainfall, and median age of the house. On top of this, Florida also sees nearly 56 inches of rain a year, the second highest rainfall in the study.
All right, just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of the biggest, hardest-hitting headlines happening across your nation today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says: if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal: getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate: managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise, Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air. Tune in tomorrow at 9:30. See you groovy people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. On the Pensacola Morning News, we talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves about the reasonability of striving to have zero pedestrian or car fatalities per year, the Vision Zero concept. Also, what's going on with the Escambia Children's Trust, Bay Bluffs Park, Real ID at the airport? That's all in the interview. What's the right way to assess fire protection fees in Escambia County? A big conflict between the beach residents and the mainland residents. And really, what is the right way to do this? It's not an easy problem to solve. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Yeah, Sheryl Crow had the right idea, I guess. Soaking up a little bit of that sunshine that we're not going to see thanks to Austin Price and his great forecast.
I was about to say, whatever sun you can soak up, enjoy it, because I'm not seeing it.
We're going to dive back into Austin. We're going to push him in just a second here with the latest forecast. We'll include that five-day forecast for you. Attorney General Pam Bondi is announcing a nationwide crackdown on child predators. Mike Emanuel has the latest from Washington.
Federal authorities making 205 arrests in just 5 days. Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Director Kash Patel speaking to reporters about what they're calling an unprecedented nationwide operation. It's called Operation Restore Justice, helping 115 victims. Federal authorities say there's a violent online network which lures teens on popular platforms and coerces them into escalating sexual or violent acts. ICE rearrested an alleged child sex predator in nearby Fairfax, Virginia, after local charges were dropped. Hiram Bacadano Rodriguez, a Honduran national, allegedly tried to abduct a 4-year-old girl during a home invasion.
Okay, it is 6:24. News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. We're watching those money figures today. A lot to talk about. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher following the Fed's decision on interest rates. As expected, the central bank is leaving its benchmark rate unchanged at a range of 4.25% to 4.5%. Fed policymakers say economic outlook uncertainty has increased further and that risk of higher inflation and unemployment have risen. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says that there's no rush to cut interest rates. Also affecting markets today, news that China and the U.S. are finally ready to talk trade. The Dow winners, Disney, Amgen and Salesforce, the Dow decliners, Apple, United Health, and Caterpillar. The Dow rising 285 points, the Nasdaq higher by 49, S&P 500 up 24. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Not too much going on from what I can see. Did get an accident reported earlier on. This is right as you're getting off of I-110 South onto Brent Lane. There is an accident confirmed in that area, but it's not causing much congestion at this time. Outside of that, the only spot really giving you trouble right now is Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, sitting at around 72 degrees, low of 69 tonight, with those rainfall chances, just pop-up showers, as Chris would say, throughout the evening, bleeding into your Thursday, where the high will be 81, low will be 69.
Yeah, high-tech terminology there to pass on to you, pop-up showers. If you don't mind racking 34-33, because you did a great job here locally, a snapshot on what to expect weather-wise here, but the rest of the country, well, parts of the southern U.S., bracing for heavy rains that could lead to dangerous flooding. Grinnell Scott is in today.
New Orleans is expecting rain and high winds throughout today. The city and surrounding areas are under a flood watch until Thursday night, with thousands of customers already losing power. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, says severe weather threats stretch from the plains to the southeast and could affect about 30 million people. In addition, strong storms could be seen from Texas and along the Gulf Coast into Florida, with the potential for lightning, strong gusts, hail, and conditions that could bring threats of tornadoes. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And more than 30 Republicans warning House GOP leadership about a major bill being crafted in Congress. The letter, which was addressed to Speaker Mike Johnson and Majority Leader Steve Scalise, reaffirmed the Republican support for President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill, but it also noted the need for strict adherence to the House's blueprint for the plan. The letter comes as Republicans have been working to come to agreement on key components of the legislation, including tax policy and Medicaid cuts. The House looks to move on the forthcoming bill by the end of the month.
6:27, News Radio 92.3, keeping you informed and up to date on the U.S.-China trade situation. U.S. officials are now set to meet with their Chinese counterparts as the Trump administration seeks trade deals in exchange for tariff relief. Peter Ducey at the White House today.
We've learned that this weekend's U.S.-China talks in Switzerland are really just a meeting about a meeting. And we have a much better idea about the White House's approach to these talks today after the Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney debriefed us about his sit-down with President Trump.
I look forward, not back, and I think we established a good basis today.
It's possible these trade deals could soon be announced one at a time, but the president is teasing a massive Liberation Day-style mass announcement. And ahead of a visit to three countries in the Middle East next week, President Trump is also teasing a major announcement coming either tomorrow or Friday.
And families of October 7th hostages held in Gaza are demanding any new information from the Israeli government. The push for answers comes after President Trump said three more captives had died. The Hostages and Missing Families Forum is also calling on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to stop the war until the last abductee is returned, and added that that is the most urgent and important national task. Netanyahu published a video saying that he knows for certain there are 21 alive, and there's no argument about this, and also says that Israel is not giving up on anyone.
Good afternoon, News Radio 92.3. You know, we've lost two fighter jets now in the Red Sea. Getting to be pretty expensive. Lillian Wu has an explanation.
The U.S. military has lost an F-A-18 Super Hornet after it went overboard from the USS Harry S. Truman aircraft carrier and crashed into the Red Sea, forcing the two aviators on board to eject. They were rescued at sea with minor injuries. The loss of the jet, worth some $60 million, came after an unsuccessful attempt to slow it down upon landing on the Truman, where it didn't catch the wire when its arrestment failed. This is the second U.S. fighter lost in the Red Sea in just over a week, and the fourth major mishap involving the warship since it left home last year. The Truman's deployment was extended in late March as part of a campaign to increase strikes on the Iran-backed Houthis. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And more than a dozen news organizations asking a federal court to unseal records regarding Kilmara Abrego Garcia. According to the Washington Post, 14 outlets made the request as filings about Garcia's detention in a Salvadoran prison have been increasingly closed to the public. Abrego Garcia was deported by the Trump administration to El Salvador in March on what they said was an administrative error and has since said he's a member of MS-13.
The Institute for Human and Machine Cognition, looking for participants age 60 and over for a new study aimed at enhancing the understanding of the health benefits of exercise. IHMC looking for 250 participants who are willing to commit to a highly structured 23-week training program. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The first ballot to elect a new pope has been taken at the Sistine Chapel as the conclave began today. Black smoke poured out of the chimney, meaning no candidate received enough votes. The conclave will resume in total secrecy tomorrow. Fox's Benjamin Hall is in Rome.
We do know that once they've left the Sistine Chapel, they will be able to talk amongst themselves. And this is when we think that some of the lobbying might go on, or the discussions. Now they have an idea of who had votes, who had the most votes.
When a pope is elected, white smoke will come out of the chimney. A U.S. district judge has ruled the Trump administration can't deport illegal migrants to Libya without giving them a hearing first.
A U.S. district judge ruled that deporting migrants to Libya would violate a prior court order that says safety concerns for those migrants must be considered.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Gathering at Pensacola Beach is a wonderful family experience. If you've thought about having a family celebration or an amazing beach wedding, there is a very special home now available, Casa de Luna. Casa de Luna is spacious with room for large families. It has 9 large bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. The pool has a new 4,000 BTU gas heater. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a jacuzzi tub. There is a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Governor DeSantis is demanding UWF return more than $800,000 in federal funding, calling the STEM teacher training grant woke. The controversy centers around a grant awarded by the National Science Foundation designed to increase the number of science and math teachers across Northwest Florida. Of course, we had already heard about that, but UWF officials have since confirmed that the grant includes references on social justice and cultural responsiveness, and the current dispute adds another element in an increasing battle between the governor, the university, and the Northwest Florida legislative delegation.
Let's look at number two this afternoon. Four new fire stations could be headed to Escambia County. Proposed plans include the demolition and replacement of stations on Lillian Highway and Gulf Beach Highway, and the construction of two additional fire stations, one on Highway 97 and Kingsfield Road in Cantonment, the other in the Paradise Beach area. With the new stations, District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger says the new facilities will enhance emergency response capabilities and lower insurance rates for residents who don't have a fire station nearby.
And your third and final of the top three stories this afternoon, the Studer Family Children's Hospital at Ascension Sacred Heart and Niemers Children's Health confirmed a strategic arrangement to advance pediatric specialty care in Northwest Florida. Through the agreement, most pediatric subspecialists will be employed by Niemers Children's Health and will practice on the Studer Family Children's Hospital's campus. The move will help ensure greater access to specialty care for children with complex medical conditions, as well as groundbreaking research to advance treatments.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, the city of Pensacola is still working to get the ball rolling on the Bay Bluffs Park repairs and renovations. There's apparently some type of administrative holdup with the grant funding. Here's Mayor Reeves.
So it's stuck in no man's land between DEP and Conservation Florida. It's their grant that they helped us get. So I've been calling our lobbyists actually in Tallahassee this week to try to unfurl that. So ball's not in our court yet, but we're aggressively trying to get it in our court.
Okay, Mayor Reeves says the money is still there for the project, and the city is working through the issues. Bay Bluffs Park, by the way, was closed to the public in March of 2023 due to safety concerns with the old boardwalk. Current plans are to renovate the park and reopen with natural trails. The city's timeline actually calls for the park to possibly be reopened by 2027.
And two men have now been arrested, and deputies still searching for a third suspect for a fatal shooting that happened back in April. The sheriff's office says that 21-year-old Michael Polnitz and 17-year-old Caleb Bonner are now charged with homicide. They were taken into custody this week, but 19-year-old Antonio Larkins is still on the loose. If you have any information, you should contact the Escambia Sheriff's Office.
Okay, the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition, looking for participants age 60 and over. They're doing a new study aimed at enhancing the understanding of the health benefits of exercise. IHMC looking for 250 participants who are willing to commit to a highly structured 23-week training program.
And a Pensacola man was hurt yesterday morning when an ECUA garbage truck crashed into a log-hauling semi-truck. It happened on Highway 97 near Howell Road. FHP says the garbage truck had two ECUA employees inside and was headed north on Highway 97 when they made a left turn. The semi was also headed north and tried to pass the garbage truck, which resulted in the crash. FHP says they were in a marked passing zone. The passenger in the garbage truck was ejected from the vehicle and taken to Sacred Heart Hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries.
6:37, News Radio 92.3. Let's take a look at some sports. The Golden State Warriors received bad news today. Joe Morgan has the details.
The Warriors may have a one-game lead over the Timberwolves in their second-round playoff series, but Golden State will be shorthanded until further notice. Steph Curry suffered a grade 1 hamstring strain in Tuesday night's victory over Minnesota, and the four-time champion will be reevaluated in 1 week. Based on that timeline, Curry will miss at least the next three games of the series, with Game 5 scheduled for Wednesday, May 14th. Curry will now miss his first playoff game since the 2018 Western Conference semifinals. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And yeah, there's a couple of Game 2s in the NBA playoffs tonight. Knicks taking on the Celtics in Boston. Knicks hold a 1-0 series lead. That game has actually already gotten underway. Celtics up 26-21 with 9 minutes to go in the first half. Later tonight, we got the Oklahoma City Thunder facing the Denver Nuggets. Denver leading that series 1-0.
Cleveland down 2-0 in their series against the Indy Pacers in the second round of the NBA playoffs. Joe Morgan has the story.
The Cleveland Cavaliers held a 7-point lead over the Indiana Pacers with under a minute remaining in Game 2 of their second-round playoff series. And somehow, the Cavs lost. After getting an offensive rebound off of his own missed free throw, Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton drilled a go-ahead three with 1 second remaining, and Indiana stunned Cleveland 120-119. The Pacers have won the first two games of a playoff series on the road for the first time since 1994. Donovan Mitchell had 48 points for the shorthanded Cavaliers, who were without Evan Mobley, the NBA Defensive Player of the Year, Darius Garland, and DeAndre Hunter. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And we also got some NHL playoff stuff going on tonight. We got two games on. Toronto Maple Leafs hosting the Florida Panthers for Game 2 of their series. Leafs hold a 1-0 lead. We do have a score update for that. Panthers are up 1-0, 4 minutes to go in the first period. Later on tonight, we got the Winnipeg Jets taking on the Dallas Stars in Game 1 of their series.
Okay, we're going to go to 0990 as a rookie selected in last week's NFL draft, opening up about overcoming a tragedy and dedicating his career to his brother, who was killed in a terror attack in New Orleans on New Year's Eve. Jared Max has the details.
When the Las Vegas Raiders selected wide receiver Jack Besh out of LSU in the second round of the NFL draft, the team made a dream come true.
This wasn't just my dream. It was our dream.
Las Vegas Raiders rookie wide receiver Jack Besh spoke to Fox and Friends Wednesday about the inspiration behind his goal, his older brother Tiger.
My brother always saw it in me. Way before I even saw it myself, it was definitely our dream. You know, my brother is the one who he pushed me each and every day to be the best. He showed me how to live. He showed me how to play the game.
Raiders rookie Jack Besh spoke to Fox and Friends about his older brother, Tiger, who played football at Princeton and died in the terror attack in New Orleans New Year's Eve.
You never think those things will happen to you until they actually do.
Jack Besh with Fox and Friends on Fox News Channel. Jared Max, Fox News.
And the Cowboys have landed a new offensive weapon. Dallas has made a trade with Pittsburgh for wide receiver George Pickens. This happened early this morning. Imagine waking up to that. In return, the Steelers got a pair of mid-round draft picks. I think it was like they traded late-round picks, and then George was traded for a third-round pick or something like that. Pickens led Pittsburgh in receiving yards for 2 seasons and missed just 3 games last year with a hamstring injury. The deal has been in the works for weeks now.
The Cowboys' recruiting efforts do not impress me at all.
Well, hey, they needed a win, and they got one.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, the Wahoos rallied Tuesday evening, downing the Biloxi Shucker 6-1. Wahoos now 19-9 on the season, and they sit right there atop first place in the South Division. Today's scheduled game at Kessler Federal Park between the Wahoos and Shuckers was postponed due to the rain. The game will be made up as part of a doubleheader on Thursday.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook board in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Boston Celtics missed 45 three-pointers in Game 1 and lost to the New York Knicks in overtime. Chet Holmgren missed 2 crucial free throws, and then Oklahoma City Thunder fans saw Aaron Gordon drain a three-point shot to give Game 1 to the Denver Nuggets. As for tonight, I think the two home teams who dropped Game 1 bounce back, as I have the Celtics and Thunder evening up their series. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Okay, 6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, take a look at that weather, local traffic together. What's going on? Can you give us some good information to pass on?
Yes, the roads are looking good.
There you go.
So there's some good news for you. Weather, 72 degrees on a local scale, low of 69 tonight. Do have some rainfall that's been popping in and out. That'll continue into this evening and into your Thursday. Thursday's high will be 81, low will be 69.
Nice. Kind of an overview here of our local forecast. Let's take the big snapshot and basically tell you unsettled weather brings flash flooding risk to parts of the U.S. Janice Dean is in this afternoon with the forecast.
We're still into an unsettled weather pattern for many areas across the country, including the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast. Widespread showers and thunderstorms also bringing the risk for flooding for the Central Gulf Coast, especially coastal Louisiana and New Orleans, the next few days. Cooler temperatures persisting over the south, while above average highs for the north central plains and the western U.S. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. says government researchers are going to be looking at Medicaid and Medicare records to try to find the cause of autism. Jill Nato has that story.
The National Institutes of Health and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services are teaming up to look at autism diagnosis trends. They'll be using medical records on claims data from nearly 150 million Americans. They want to know more about demographics and access to care for children who have been diagnosed with the condition. Secretary Kennedy said in a statement, "We're using this partnership to uncover the root causes of autism." But the new coalition of autism scientists says this isn't the kind of data needed to answer questions about the causes. Instead, they say they need more information about genetics and early infancy factors. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And a new study suggests that people with mental disorders are more likely to be left-handed. The German researchers compared data from over 200,000 individuals and found people with schizophrenia, autism, and other neurodevelopmental disorders show higher rates of left-handedness compared to the general population. The study published in the Psychological Bulletin shows that hand preferences, often beginning even before birth, with prenatal thumb sucking at 10 weeks of pregnancy being a good indicator of hand preference later in life.
Well, Montana's governor has taken out that veto pen over an effort to ban styrofoam. Good for him. Tom Rigotti has the story.
In a video he posted to X, Republican Governor Greg Gianforte said this about the legislation.
Like many Montanans, I enjoy hot coffee in a styrofoam cup because it keeps it hot. And this bill is a hot mess.
He also labeled the bill textbook government overreach. It would have phased out the use of styrofoam containers by 2030, but 2 years earlier for restaurants and the hospitality industry. Supporters of the legislation argued the material poses threats to the environment and human health, and many places have already stopped using styrofoam. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And a new cholesterol drug has been found to lower bad cholesterol when other medicines aren't helping enough. A study conducted by Cleveland Clinic researchers found that the combination of a new drug, bear with me here, obicetrapib, with the established medication ezetimibe, reduced LDL cholesterol levels by 48.6% after about 3 months. According to a spokesperson, New Amsterdam Pharma, which funded the trial, expects to have conversations with the FDA about approval for the new combo drug over the course of the year.
Okay, Lisa Brady is in. She's got details on how to handle times of financial uncertainty.
This is House Call for Health. One of the Pope Mobiles will be converted into a mobile health clinic to serve children in the Gaza Strip, fulfilling one of the final wishes of Pope Francis. It's being transformed to hold diagnostic and emergency medical equipment to assist young patients in the area. The Pope entrusted the initiative to Caritas Jerusalem, a Catholic aid organization, months ahead of his passing. The Pope Mobile will have vaccines, diagnostic tools, suture kits, and more, and will be staffed by medical personnel. The aid organization plans to send the mobile clinic to communities that have a lack of healthcare facilities once humanitarian access to Gaza is possible. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Just about 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return, we'll get some business notes, and if there's time, some pop culture headlines for you as we ease you into this evening on News Radio 92.3.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Not everyone who handles your personal information is as careful as you are, which might explain why there's a victim of identity theft every 5 seconds in the United States. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock will monitor hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. And if your identity's stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com. LifeLock, for the threats you can't control, terms apply.
Hey, it's Flint Lockwood here from Swallow Falls. My friends and I have just discovered these amazing living foodimals. But wait, we've also discovered a crisis that needs our help. According to my calculations, 1 in 5 kids in America struggles with hunger. That's almost 17 million kids. Our mission is to help solve hunger by teaming up with the Feeding America Network to get food to kids facing hunger in communities across the country.
Feeding America is a nationwide network of food banks, helping connect children and families who face hunger to billions of pounds of food, reaching shelters, schools, and community centers in every county in America, including yours. Help Flint and the Feeding America network of food banks get food to the people who need it in your community. Find your local Feeding America food bank at feedingamerica.org/hunger.
Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Federal Reserve today announcing that it will hold its key interest rates steady as it awaits further clarity on global trade policy and the direction of a sputtering U.S. economy. Shares of Alphabet and Apple sank today after Apple's services chief testified in federal court in a lawsuit against Alphabet that he believes AI search engines will eventually replace standard search engines such as Google. United Airlines is letting customers change their flights for free as flight delays and cancellations continue to be bothersome at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey. The flexibility waiver applies to travel plans to or from Newark through May 17th. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow gaining 285 points, the S&P 500 grew by 0.4%, and the NASDAQ added nearly 50 points. That's your money now.
Okay, President Trump isn't pulling back tariffs on China ahead of trade talks set to go this weekend. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is meeting with China's top economic official Saturday in Switzerland, but President Trump says he's not sure what may come out of the discussions.
We were losing $1 trillion a year. Now we're not losing anything, you know? That's the way I look at it.
In the meantime, the president says he is not open to pulling back the 145% tariff rate on Chinese imports and says he's not considering a lot of tariff exemptions.
I want to make it nice and simple. I'm not looking to have so many exemptions that nobody knows what's doing. We have to make it very simple.
Additional tariffs on pharmaceuticals are expected this month. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Yeah, keeping with the subject matter, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent echoing Trump's recent comments on economic uncertainty. Trump and top officials are suggesting that Americans should buy less and will probably pay more because of tariffs. But Bessent argued children in the U.S. could have an improved life in the long term. He said a girl with fewer dolls, which is a reference to something that Trump had said, girls with fewer dolls this Christmas will have a better life than her parents, and added that you'll be able to advance, you will have a good education, and you will have economic freedom.
Instacart rolling out a new service for alcohol delivery. Here's Ashley Webster.
The Fizz app lets multiple users contribute to one order, pay for their own items within that order, but have them delivered together with a flat $5 fee, if that makes sense. It's actually a lower rate than the $7.99 fee that the main Instacart app currently charges non-subscribers. Fizz will also have a rewards program for brands for in-app discounts. Instacart, by the way, wants to diversify beyond its typical demographic, which are suburban shoppers who usually place big basket orders on a weekly basis. Last year, by the way, it partnered with Uber to offer restaurant delivery through the Instacart app.
You know, if I read this story to you, you'd find it very complex and maybe alarming. Your Android device could be under attack. What would you think about that one? Well, they're doing a software update. The bottom line here, here's Eben Brown.
Google is pushing a big update to its Android operating system for smartphones running either Android 13 or 14. It is a response to what Google admits has been a major attempt by hackers to exploit vulnerabilities in the mobile device software, something that could and would lead to malicious software code being executed on devices, compromising users' data privacy, and giving bad actors remote access to the device. Phones running the newer Android 15 are not believed to be affected. The patches come with Android security fixes for this month. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, just past 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Roads are looking clear. Thanks for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so because we're going to have some showers popping up and down throughout this evening and into tomorrow. It's 72 degrees right now with a low of 69. Tomorrow is going to be rainy, high of 81, low of 69 as well.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Good night and good luck. Breaks Broadway box office records. Michelle Pollino has the numbers.
George Clooney's Good Night and Good Luck has shattered Broadway records. The David Cromer-directed play became the first in Broadway history to surpass 4 million in ticket sales in a single week across 8 performances, with the average ticket price of around $319. Currently playing at the Winter Garden Theater, the production has surpassed the previous record held by The Music Man. Good Night and Good Luck now stands as the highest-grossing production in the history of the prestigious Schubert Organization. The show, which has also been nominated for 5 Tony Awards, has dominated Broadway's box office since its April opening. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And speaking of movies, the 5th John Wick installment is giving fans of the franchise a new storyline. During an interview with Empire, franchise director Chad Stahelski said that the latest installment will be really different from previous plots as the first 4 films reach their natural conclusion. Stahelski also notes that an upcoming High Table series and an animated project will play a big role in setting up the story for John Wick 5. While there is no official release date for the 5th installment, the next Wickverse project will be Ballerina with a June 6th debut and is based on events after John Wick Chapter 3.
Well, Disney is expanding and says it is opening the 7th theme park, this one in Abu Dhabi. This is going to be interesting. Here's Lauren Simonetti.
The company making the announcement after reporting revenue of nearly $24 billion last quarter, thanks in part to its theme park success. Megan Leonhart is an economics writer at Barron's.
Disney actually generates about 60% of its profits from its experiences segment, and that includes things like hotels, the theme parks, and of course its cruise line. So this is an area that is really important for Disney to not only get right for its, you know, Americans that are actually experiencing these things, but for investors.
And for consumers, a ticket to the Magic Kingdom in Florida today costs $169, not including add-ons. So far, fans are paying, but there is concern that if consumers become cash-strapped, travel and entertainment can take a hit. Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
Okay, Netflix rolling out its live fan event. Here's Michelle Pollino.
Sophia Carson will host Netflix To Dumb 2025 event, featuring cast from Stranger Things, Wednesday, and other hit shows.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Obviously.
The event will broadcast live on Netflix for the first time on May 31st at 8 Eastern. Previous events only streamed on YouTube. The star-studded lineup includes Oscar Isaac and Mia Goth from Frankenstein, the cast of Happy Gilmore 2, and stars of Squid Game. Tickets for the event in L.A. go on sale Friday. The streaming giant is also rolling out a revamped TV homepage and new mobile features, including an AI-powered chatbot search function currently in beta testing. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Here's something interesting for you. Agreements have been reached for new twice-daily Amtrak intercity train service between New Orleans and Mobile. Starting this summer, the new Amtrak Mardi Gras service will offer convenient morning and evening departures from both cities. Hope you have a great evening. For Austin Price, I'm Chris Bryan. We will be back at 4 tomorrow on News Radio 92.3.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.